And it's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Nice to be back. Missed a couple of weeks because of prior commitments. Mm-hmm. But I did ultimately go to see a movie this past week, and there were three movies playing at the Maison de Cinema to choose from. The one that we were probably the most serious about going to see is called Frankenstein, and it's a Guillermo del Toro movie, and he's such a good filmmaker. But finally, it's a 2.5 hour movie, and we decided maybe not, but we did choose between the other two movies that were playing at the Maison de Cinema, and you may not agree with my choice, but it is what it is. We could either go and see the movie about Bruce Springsteen, I think it's called Deliver Me from Nowhere, or a movie called Good Fortune. And feeling a little bit like I need something about as light as possible, we decided we would go see Good Fortune. And it turned out to be a good, fortunate choice. And this is another kind of important thing about it, is that it is so Canadian. I think it's the directorial debut of an actor named Aziz Ansari, who's been in a number of TV programs, but I think this is his first foray into directing movies. And it was just charming. What can I say? It's one of those movies that you thought, oh, well, maybe I'll wait for it to come on TV. But don't. Go to the movies, see it. The big draw, apart from the all-Canadian-ness, is the star. The star is Keanu Reeves, and he plays an angel. And he is just adorable. He is so gentle and so kind and a little bit stunned, but he's so good at this. He really does sort of walk away with the movie. The other people in the movie, besides Aziz Ansari, who is he's the director and he's kind of the star. And the other person who has a huge role is Seth Rogen, another Canadian. And he plays a wealthy fellow. And the wealthy fellow is not very nice to people who are not as wealthy as he is, which, of course, sounds like many people we know these days. Towards around the middle of the film, Aziz Ansari, who's having a really tough time trying to get his act together, and he is overseen by the angel, Gabriel, which is the role played by Keanu Reeves. And as I say, he's just most charming. He has none of the John Wick about him. I think people might think often of like, oh, well, he's kind of a brutal guy from John Wick. And he's just the opposite in this. And it reminded me very much of several movies that I've seen in the past, which feature angels. But this one is sort of cuter. If you like angel movies as I do, you will absolutely love this one. And it's not long. It's like an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 37 minutes. So you don't get, you know, sore sitting there. You don't run out of time. It's like, okay, this is just exactly the right length of time. And, just sit back and enjoy it. Enjoy Keanu, enjoy Seth Rogen, enjoy Aziz Ansari, and finally another Canadian performer who has a not quite as big a role, but a role in this film. She plays another angel. She's actually Keanu's boss, and her name is Martha. Sandra Oh, who is in like a million things. And she's quite funny. She plays his boss, and and he doesn't know quite how to. He wants to have a meaningful job as an angel, and he thinks that maybe preventing people from texting and driving, which is his principal role, isn't enough, that he can do more than that. So him watching Keanu try to get into people's lives and give them meaningfulness is just hilarious. So I guess I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about what happens in the movie, except that you will see that Keanu's, who has tiny little wings, because he's kind of a minor angel. And when he is standing next to Sandra Oh, who, as I said, is his boss, she has wings that are maybe three times the size of his. And that alone is quite funny. Anyway, so that's this movie. We totally enjoyed it. It's not the deepest movie in the world, although there is a certain depth to it. But it is just very, very enjoyable. If you want to see something light, funny, and, if you use that word again, charming, this is the movie to go and see. Now, what is on tap for tonight is to go see the movie that we didn't see the other day, which is Frankenstein. I'm still a little reticent to go and see a movie that's that long and that only begins at 4:15. It seems like, we're going to be sitting in that movie for what seems like forever and then get out and have to cook dinner. So it's not the ideal, but we would really like to see this movie. And it's been getting super duper reviews. So we thought, okay, we're going to do that one. What we are not seeing is the Bruce Springsteen movie. Not because I don't like Bruce Springsteen, but it's actually gotten kind of not great reviews. The people who have looked at it and thinking, could be a whole lot better. But so we're not going to see that one. And starting on Friday, there will be several really interesting and probably excellent movies that will begin at the Maison de Cinema. One is called Magonia. And that's one that absolutely we'll go and see. Plus, there's a few others. So we're trying to make up a little bit for lost time when I didn't go to the movies last week. So we've seen one. We've seen this movie, Good Fortune. We'll be seeing the film Frankenstein tonight. And then, as I said, on Friday, a new raft of what look like pretty high-quality films will appear. So hopefully I won't need to take any time off from now on, just a movie a week and we're good to go. So I think that's about it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie, and talk next week.
We will. Take care.
You too. Bye.